This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, Geneva.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Did you go to the Grayland Festival?
I got terribly sunburned.
No.
Probably the first time I've got sunburned this summer, well, obviously.
Slip, slop, slap and rap, everybody.
Yeah, it was a nice day out, though.
Yeah.
Nice to see, you know, everyone coming out and just having a good time.
Celebrate,
yeah.
All that.
And today we're going to celebrate Goldfrapp.
Yes.
And Felt Mountain, which is turning 20 years old. Came out in 2000. I was at Intermediate that year.
Yes, so was I.
So, yes, that's how we are.
No, wait. I was last year
Primary.
Of primary,
okay,
yeah.
Right, cool.
Where were you during the Y2K?
I was at primary too.
For Y2K, for the actual
I was down on the waterfront somewhere.
Oh, I was on a Hopetown Bridge.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, watching the fireworks.
I just remember it was raining and you couldn't really see anything.
I had a Pikachu bag.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Guys, should we miss that bag?
So, just a bit about Goldfrapp. So, they formed in 1999 when vocalist Alison Goldfrapp teamed up with producer Will Gregory. And Alison Goldfrapp, she'd already had a strong career as a singer in the 90s. She'd sung for people like Tricky and Orbital. And she was 33, actually, when this project started. So she was already quite mature as a performer, as a singer. And Gregory as well, he was very, very experienced. He was nearly 40 when this project started. And he'd spent the 80s and 90s touring as a keyboard player for people like Tears for Fears and Peter Gabriel. And Portishead, even. And pretty much straight away after forming, they managed to get a record deal with Mute Records. And as a result, they immediately started working on their debut album, which would be titled Felt Mountain.
Cool.
And they spent 6 months recording this album in a little bungalow in the countryside, as you do. The sessions were quite intense because it was just mainly just the two of them working together. And Gregory wasn't used to composing with other people, so it was kind of a new thing for him. And musically, the album, it's quite varied, quite eclectic. It encompasses a wide range of styles, predominantly from the 1960s. 60s pop is a big influence on this, cabaret and film music as well, especially James Bond, early James Bond themes, massive influence here. The feeling of the sound of this record, it's very cinematic. It translated well into the lyrics as well, because many of the lyrics were inspired by films, especially from Alison Goldfrapp's childhood. So yeah, it's got that kind of vintage feel, I guess, some of these songs. So I thought we'd start by playing the opening track and the first single of the record. This is called Lovely Head, and this one has a very strong kind of Shirley Bassey feel to it, I guess you could say. A fun fact, actually, what sounds like a theremin in this track is actually Alison's vocals manipulated through a synthesizer.
Freaky.
Yeah, you'll hear that, and it's pretty cool. And it's got a strong film soundtrack like nature, which means it's no surprise that this has actually appeared in many films and television soundtracks over the last 20 years.
Thank you.
She sounds like one of those people that you see where you're like, stop acting like a ghost. I saw this guy last week playing the bagpipes, and like my boyfriend was like, yo, you reckon that person could be a ghost? And I reckon she's the same. She sounds kind of haunted.
It's a bit like that, eh?
Yeah.
So that was Lovely Head.
Yes, everyone, for those of you who have just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva. We're doing anniversary albums with Sam Smith. This week it's Felt Mountain by Goldfrapp.
Yes, it is. And the next track we're going to play is called Human, and this was the third single from the record, and it was actually co-written with members of the British band Startled Insects, which is a really cool name for a band.
They look startled quite a lot of the time. It's a pretty high-octane lifestyle.
Yeah. And this has a very strong James Bond theme kind of quality to it. I mean, it's quite unbelievable, really. This could easily have been a James Bond theme song, easily.
They fall from your mouth, propelled by your belly and your tongue. I shiver when you say, and I fall into jelly. I think I loved you more than me. Are you human or a gun? Are you human that you make it up? My baby, cherry slim, pass me through your face.
but there's nobody who smells like you, who looks like you. You're not human to me. Are you human?
I can see what you mean about the Bondness of this.
The Bondness.
I don't know if the Bond films have ever crossed over into sci-fi. I've never really watched them before, but
a couple of them have.
But like, are there any alien ones?
I mean, there's one like they go to space.
Sweet.
It's called Moonraker.
That one would be good. This song would be good for that one.
Yeah, true. I reckon.
Are you human?
Shall we talk about reception and legacy?
Yes, let's talk about reception and legacy.
Well, the album didn't sell very well or chart very well. It only managed to reach 57 in the UK charts, barely selling 180,000 copies originally. This was despite the record being generally well received by critics. AllMusic referred to the album as a strange and beautiful mix of the romantic, eerie, and world-weary. Pitchfork called it elegant and graceful. However, there were comparisons made with Portishead, obviously, and Enemy especially had a different view of the record. They called it cold, desolate, and old-fashioned, and argued that Felt Mountain was not a bad concept, except that it copied Portishead.
Oh.
Thank you, Enemy.
Oh.
Despite this, it still got nominated for the Mercury Prize in 2001, and Q Magazine named it one of the albums of the year for that year as well. Since its release, its reception has improved a lot. Slant Magazine picked it as one of the best albums of the 2000s, and The Times named it the 16th best pop album of the 2000s. And in fact, Goldfrapp's reputation and career only grew after this record. Maybe people just weren't ready at the time. Maybe they were just following other things. But five of their next six albums have charted in the top 10 in the UK since then, and they've had a few quite popular singles as well. They kind of changed their style up a bit in places. And yeah, they've just gone on to develop quite a strong reputation and generally recognised as one of the best electronic acts to come out of the UK anyway in the last 20 years for sure. And I think, yeah, this is just a nice start to their career.
Thank you, career.
So, shall we finish with a song called Pilots?
Yes, let's finish with a song called Pilots.
This is another one of the singles on the record. This one has a strong kind of dream pop feel to it. I guess you could say Beach House-y. Of course, Beach House would come after this. And it does feature some beautiful... this one actually does feature a theremin, a real theremin.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool. I do love a theremin. And yeah, again, this has like a crime drama feel to it. I guess you could say Midsummer Murders, something along those kinds of things, I reckon. And I can just see this being in a crime drama theme song or something.
Great. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Sam, for the cinematic experience, which was Felt Mountain by Goldfrapp.
No worries.
Thanks to Goldfrapp, too.
Thank you, Alison Goldfrapp and Will Gregory. Yes.
Wherever you at,
you
out
at
there in the world. Kakite, Sam.
Kakite.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.